All right, now shifting back to college football. Joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is Northwestern coach David Braun. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me on.
Ruthie Polinsky's joining me this morning in for Mully. We're excited about tomorrow, your opportunity to play Wisconsin. Last game at the temporary stadium that seems to have been a very good home for you and given you a little bit of a home field advantage. How has the experience gone for you playing there with those majestic views of Lake Michigan?
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, unique 2-year period of, you know, bridging into the new Ryan Field, but you know, I think it's been great for our guys. Been neat to, you know, have our students back on campus for the Indiana game and to see their engagement with our football program. And it's the most unique venue in all of college football right now. Really proud of the way that we were able to get this done, and you know, make sure we want to send this venue out the right way this season with our last opportunity against Wisconsin with a win.
Coach, with all the talk about the potential weather you could face on the lakefront, looks like you're going to have another gorgeous day on Saturday. Is that something that you guys are sort of laughing about after all the conversation about the potential lake effect wind and the cold and the fall?
No, we feel really fortunate. I mean, we've been able to order up some incredible weather, which I know has been great for the fan experience. And to be honest with you, I think that's something we were hoping for, is just, you know, hopefully getting some weather that, you know, everyone can come out early, tailgate, enjoy the lakefront, enjoy a beautiful day on the lake, watching Big Ten football. And, you know, our guys were giving me a hard time on Tuesday. You know, we had a bunch of wind, rain, hail, and we went outside and practiced on Tuesday just because we know in Big Ten country you're going to have to deal with those elements. We might as well practice in it. But, you know, fortunately on game day we haven't had to deal with much of that yet. And, you know, looking forward to another beautiful day on campus on Saturday.
Joined by Northwestern coach David Braun here on the Mully and Haws Show. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. Coach Braun, so Jack Lausch has emerged as a redshirt sophomore leader of this offense. And against Maryland, a game that you guys dominated, he was 10 for 18 with 203 yards. And he also added 30 yards on the ground. Pretty good multi-purpose dual threat. What has he done and how has he evolved to put himself in a position to be your leader offensively?
So excited for Jack. You know, it wasn't easy sledding at first. There were some growing pains. But he has just continued to work, continued to take ownership on the things that he needs to work on. And the thing that's really exciting to see is you can just see, you know, a level of confidence with his decision-making starting to show up, the ability to use his legs to scramble, extend plays, you know, keep moving the chains in some of those third down situations when things break down. And the thing that's been really exciting to see is just some of the continuity that's being built with, you know, the wide receivers, the tight ends and the backs in the passing game. You can just start to see him trusting the timing and space that's available when he's getting the ball up to A.J. Henning and Bryce Kurtz. And that's something that comes with reps, especially reps in the arena on game day. But some of the things that we've been seeing in practice, to see those showing up these last 2 weeks in games, is something that, you know, I think gives all of us a lot of confidence for what this offense is going to look like moving forward.
I wanted to ask you about Bryce Kurtz, who has clearly emerged as one of the favorite targets. Two straight 100-yard receiving games. What can you tell us about sort of the chemistry that is being formed between Kurtz and his quarterback?
You know, you can just see the leadership out of Bryce and Jack in that. Like, there's a humility from Jack to take feedback from a veteran wide receiver like Bryce. There's good conversations going on. Those guys are acting like pros. But, I mean, even after reps in practice, Bryce coming back and, you know, hey, you know, let's get the ball up a little bit earlier here, or trust me, I'm going to hit this spot. The conversations that are going on between those two are what leads to some of the continuity that you're looking for. And, you know, you got a senior captain in Bryce Kurtz that, you know, early on in the season, you know, maybe a little frustrated, you know, wanting to have more impact, helping his team win. But, you know, never hung his head, never pointed fingers, just continued to work. And to see, you know, him have the opportunities to produce the way that he has the last couple weeks is something that's a credit to both him, Jack, the offensive line, this entire offensive staff.
So, Coach, we talk all the time about players when they get experience, maybe the second year the game slows down for them. You see it in a quarterback specifically. But I wonder, from your perspective, last year, even though you were the Big Ten Coach of the Year, your head was probably spinning a little bit all season long. How has it been different this year? How has that experience benefited you and made you a better game day head coach, a better coach overall from Sunday through Saturday?
Yeah, it's been radically different. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, last year I was calling the defense. This year, you know, I'm not. You know, those responsibilities have fully been handed over to Tim McGargle. And what it has allowed me to do is invest a lot of time during the week and on game day of just trying to be at my best in terms of helping us manage the game and understand how we can utilize the clock to our advantage, having ongoing conversations, you know, in terms of certain field zones or where we may be going for it on fourth down. It's certainly been different. You know, it's an area that, you know, I know with more experience, I'll continue to grow in that, but, you know, still a lot of room for growth, but have a great staff, you know, around me. You know, every Wednesday we'll sit down, the three coordinators, myself, our senior analyst, Harlan Barnett, you know, our assistant head coach, and we'll really dive in and really just talk about our plan for winning that Saturday and what it's going to look like, you know, based on the, you know, weather, based on our opponent, based on where we're at as a team. You know, each approach is going to be a little bit different, but excited about where we're trending in terms of the way that we're managing the game.
You guys are clearly trending in the right direction, and I think it's fair to say that Wisconsin is coming into this game firing, especially offensively. Braden Locke doing such a great job of, you know, filling in for the injured Tyler Van Dyke. What can you tell us about sort of containing this team offensively?
Yeah, you know, huge credit to Wisconsin. I mean, the way that they're playing, you know, even these last 3 weeks, you know, they're up on USC on the road, you know, well into the third quarter, aren't able to finish the game off, but come back in a dominant fashion against Purdue. And really impressive win for them to go on the road against a good Rutgers team, a well-coached Greg Schiano team, and dominate the way that they did. You see, you know, out of them, you know, an evolution on the offense side of the ball. You know, quarterback's playing really well, throwing the deep ball well. They found ways to effectively run the football very effectively. The backs are playing really well. The O-line's playing really well. They're playing really sound defense. They're playing in all three phases. They're hot right now and playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, there's no doubt in our mind that they, you know, they have our attention. We know we're going to have to absolutely be at our best Saturday, you know, to come out with a win.
11 o'clock at Northwestern along the lake, Northwestern and Wisconsin. It's going to be a great game. Best of luck, David, the rest of the season and tomorrow.
No, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
Coach David Braun, the reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year.
Thanks, Coach.
Big challenge tomorrow against the Wisconsin Badgers. That's going to be a tough challenge. But you know what? I didn't think Northwestern was going to go into Maryland and win 37-10, so you never know. It is college football, and it is one of those kind of years in the Big Ten, it seems.
And it does feel like playing a game, their final game of the season there on that lakefront that got so much hype preseason and then was really, you know, just profiled so beautifully throughout the course of the year. Like, that's an emotional...
It's a great commercial for the program, too.
It is. It really is. They adapted.
The skyline, the view, it's great.
Oh,
it's going to be fun. Afternoon, 11 o'clock kickoff. When we come back, the Blackhawks had their home opener on Thursday night, and it went very well. Kaylee Chelios was there. She'll tell us what she saw. She joins us next. Ruthie Polinsky's in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Woo-wee!